Seattle Mayor Ed Murray's proposed soda tax will now include diet beverages, and the tax would be slightly lower than originally proposed. As KUOW's Kate Walters explains, the money raised would go to programs addressing disparities in education and health.
Here's how it would work. If the city council passes the measure, distributors would be taxed just under 2 cents per ounce for things like soda, sweet tea, sport drinks, and diet beverages. 100% fruit juices, medicine, and baby formula would be exempt. Mayor Murray says the money raised would go towards healthy food programs for low-income families and school programs to close the achievement gap between white students and students of color.
Like STEM extracurricular classes, reducing school disparities in discipline, and providing one free year of college at one of our Seattle colleges to all public school students who graduate.
Research shows similar taxes elsewhere have reduced consumption of sugary drinks. Officials say the measure would raise about $23 million in the first year and $18 million as demand goes down. But some businesses and labour groups are urging the Seattle City Council to reject the tax. Jennifer Q runs Jones Soda. She says their sales would take a hit if this levy is put in place.
You know, I really want to plead with the mayor and the council members. Just because other cities have gone along and done it doesn't mean that it's right. So I think Seattle could easily take the lead and be innovative by creating something that's a bit more broad-based that doesn't impact one industry so much.
The Seattle City Council will consider and possibly amend the proposal over the next couple of months. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.